all a Kal V'Chomer has the right to do is to equate the Chomer to the Kal. If something exists by a Kal, then it's going to have to exist by the Chomer.
Right.
But you don't have a right to extend it beyond that and to say that it will be even more Chomer. Even though it's Chomer in other areas, but it can't be worse than the Kal because it's Chomer. But it doesn't mean necessarily it's going to be greater in every single area. So, true, Hashakash Baruch can't be less than our father. But it doesn't mean he has to be more than a father. You know, and that's the principle in Kal V'Chomer in general. So saying, so you should use that principle here and say, since Kal V'Bracha Rishon has learned that from Bracha Achrona, so therefore you should say, it's going to have to be only, you only have a Bracha Rishon by a Kebetza or by a Kazayas. He says, no, here it's Lo Shayach Lomar Dayo. Umevarech B'Tchila Mashu. And therefore you have to make a Bracha here, you don't say Dayo, and you make a Bracha Rishon even on a Mashu. V'Afkov Dol Mevarech L'Sof. Right? Because even though you don't make a Bracha Achrona, why? So why not? Why don't he say it? Also, Kal V'Chomer ain't no Gilui B'Alma. Because this Kal V'Chomer is only a Gilui. It's not a real Kal V'Chomer. Well, whatever. It's not a real Kal V'Chomer. It's only a revelation or whatever, a Gilui. And he'll prove it to you. Reveal something. I mean, that's the question. What does he mean? I mean, he's making up a new category. I mean, there's no so what kind of thing is a Gilui B'Alma? But he says, and I'll prove it to you. The Bracha Lafana of Lav De'oraisa. Because bracha, benching, is deoraisa. But bracha rishona, no one held as deoraisa. Right. So if it's a real Kal V'Chomer, so then bracha rishona should have to be deoraisa. Right? Because the Kal V'Chomer means it follows from the benching. So you see, benching is deoraisa, and bracha rishona is not. So it can't be a real Kal V'Chomer. So rather, it's just a gilui alma. And I'll prove to you bracha rishona is lav deoraisa. Because it's not in perek mishum eitz, balkari al mazon bracha l'acharav, and bracha l'fanav. So that's just showing, he's proving from there that the Bracha Rishon is Darabanan. So he's saying, since it's Darabanan, he's saying it can't be, it's a real Kal V'Chomer. So it's not a real Kal V'Chomer, it's just a Giloi. So since it's a Giloi, now you don't apply Dayo. But the question is, what kind of thing is that? I mean,
is it Kal V'Chomer?
Yeah, if it's not a Kal V'Chomer, then don't say it. Then obviously it's not a good Kal V'Chomer, because if it were really a logical Kal V'Chomer, so then you should say, it's deoraisa. Then it should be deoraisa. So right. Apparently there's a flaw in the Kal V'Chomer. Oh, so there's a flaw in the Kal V'Chomer, then what's the point of saying the Kal V'Chomer? Then doesn't, like, what value does it have then? Yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean? What does that mean?
Right.
And if it's a Giloi, fine. So in the Giloi realm, it should be Dayo. I mean, Dayo, there's a logic to Dayo. How could it be? It is that you could go beyond, you know, you have no right to go beyond that. So how do you know that it's going to be less? Right? So, I mean, that's the question. What's going on here? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, it's a funny Kal V'Chomer also.
Like,
and it's a funny Kal V'Chomer also. I'll tell you what. There's another question. What's the Kal V'Chomer? What's the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer is that if when you're full, you make a bracha, certainly when you're hungry. Right? But I could argue on that. I could say no. When you're full, you got a bench. You're full, you know, you're going to feel there's dangers. You're going to feel kochli batzuyadi or whatever. Yeah, but when I'm hungry, why should I have to bench? Why do I have to make a bracha? What am I, you know? I mean, like, what is the Kal V'Chomer altogether? I mean, they're two different things.
Right.